Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
There were a lot of echo chamber references, a lot of references that rally audiences would get and right-wing media audiences might get, but a national audience not read up on all of it might not. So we heard about the phony witch hunt, in his words. We heard about they spied on his campaign erroneously.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and I'm thankful that the good Lord gave us a sense of humor. Senses of humor. That was Brian Williams on NBC. He used to be a newscaster. MSNBC used to be a newscaster. He used to actually play the role of newscaster at NBC. Yeah, it's erroneous. There was no spying whatsoever on the Trump campaign completely. We are in an election against the national media, and it was the same thing in 4 years ago. But this time, if you could more than quadruple down, I mean, what, they're eight-tupling down on their obsession with controlling your vote and stealing your vote. There's never been meddling like this from the national media. It's just a thing to behold. There was a moment last night where the president worked Biden, worked him brilliantly. It was like, it's like Biden is a blank canvas, which he is. And the president just painted a picture and got Biden to accidentally speak the truth. This is called a Kinsey gaffe. Or Kinsley gaffe, after liberal commentator and actually a very good guy, Michael Kinsley. This is when a politician accidentally tells the truth.
Oil industry? It falls.
Would you close down the oil
industry? By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would
that's
transition.
A big statement.
It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
And here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry. I'd stop giving them federal subsidies.
You
won't
get
federal
any.
Subsidies to the to
that's
gas,
good. They don't get any.
Excuse me, to the to solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to oil industry?
We actually do give it to solar and wind.
We
and
have
that's
one
maybe
final
the biggest
question.
Statement in terms of business. That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying
question,
is he is
Mr.
going
President?
To destroy the oil industry. Okay. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden.
And the so-called moderator, she knows. She was interrupted the president's 5-1. I mean, actually 5-1 to Joe Biden. But I knew that this thing, I mean, well, first of all, it's a setup because of the fact that they completely changed the debate format. It's supposed to be about foreign policy. And did you watch I'm getting ahead of myself because when they got to the topic, and to her credit, the so-called moderator brought up the Hunter Biden scandal. But did you hear the comparison between the way she asked President Trump? Oh, you've refused to divest in your businesses and you've promoted your hotels. And she went through a colloquy, an editorial statement to him. Boom. And this is wrong. And this is wrong. And in a emoluments clause, even though that got thrown out of court as it should have. And then she says to Joe Biden, is there any corruption in your son? She says it reluctantly. Like, honey, did you eat the cookies last night? Because I made them for the PTA. And it's obviously a setup. Every time the president brought that up sensically, he didn't bring it up in every segment. But every time he brought it up, she rushed to the defense of Biden. Here's where I knew this lady was more clever than Chris Wallace in terms of her bias. This is the first question of the debate, and it is utter garbage and fiction and panic porn all rolled up into one 20-second clip.
The country is heading into a dangerous new phase.
Okay, explain that. How? What's the dangerous new phase? We know what the virus does. We know who's at risk and who's not. The hospitals have figured out how to try to extend the lives of these deeply sick people who unfortunately are at the age of 80 with all these comorbid factors. Okay, that's been figured out. The hospitals in the United States on average are about 98% open. On average, nationwide, patients with or suffering from the COVID make up about 2 to 3% of hospital beds. All right, so listen again to this setup.
The country is heading into a dangerous new phase. More than 40,000 Americans are in the hospital tonight with COVID, including record numbers here in Tennessee. And since the two of you last shared a stage, 16,000 Americans have died from COVID. So please be specific. How would you lead the country during this next stage of the coronavirus crisis?
Okay, so there is no next stage of the coronavirus. There is winter, and respiratory viruses get worse during the winter. And 16,000 people, nothing like 16,000 people have died from the virus. It's something like 4,000 people have died from the virus, the average age, etc. The whole thing, refashioning this away from foreign policy to get to that. But you just listen to her questions. You just listen to the way they're asked. This is her asking President Trump about the science.
Quote, a disaster. You described him and other medical experts as, quote, idiots. If you're not listening to them, who are you listening to as you fight this?
I'm listening to all of them, including Anthony. I get along very well with Anthony. But he did say, don't wear masks. He did say, as you know, this is not going to be a problem.
And this is the issue with the uniculture of the media in D.C. And it's an enforced uniculture. There's no doubt in my mind that they have made the decision on the national media front and with this so-called moderator. They will do anything that CDC, who says, no matter how many times they contradict each other. This is the problem with the uniculture. She says she's treating Fauci as if he's the scientists. Like one man is the scientists. There's 30,000 doctors and scientists who are saying end the lockdown. She doesn't say that to Joe Biden. And because the national media literally refuses to report in any serious way or at all on any of the lockdown deaths, once again, independent voters don't get to know. Our friend Ethical Skeptic, the former naval intelligence operative who is an independent data analyst looking at the COVID, do you know that his analysis of lockdown deaths was 0.1% off of what the Journal of the American Medical Association says? Right now in America, 83% of deaths, the CDC is reporting, are lockdown related. Take that and think of that. That didn't appear last night in the debate where the lives are going because the uniculture in the national media tied at the hip to the CDC, no matter how many times they contradict themselves, no matter the amount of evidentiary data showing that the lockdowns don't work. The independent voters didn't get to hear that. But anytime that the president wanted to go from any topic to mention Joe Biden's corruption.
I hear they paid him $183,000 a month. Listen to this. $183,000, and they gave him a $3 million upfront payment.
All right.
And he had no...
All right.
I'm going to let the vice president...
And it didn't
move
happen.
On. Let's
Excuse
move
me.
On and talk
he
about American families.
He left me a mess, Kristen.
President Trump? Okay, we
they
do need to move on.
They left me a mess.
Please respond,
if
and then we're going to have follow-up
If this stuff is true
questions.
About Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
Right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody's
calling President Trump, I want to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the
laptop from hell.
President Trump, we're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race.
You know, I know you want to stay on the issue of race. Because it's one of the pretenses of the national media. It's, at least to her credit, she didn't say 15 times. But no, seriously, when will you stop endorsing white supremacy? Because that's been the undertone to all of this. President did a great job. This moment, this is subtle. I hope this is made into an ad. Because the president calls Biden out on all his houses. There's a lot of them. All his houses.
And the kind of monies that your family has taken. I mean, your brother made money in Iraq. Millions of dollars. Your other brother made a fortune. And it's all through you, Joe. And they say you get some of it. And you do live very well. You have houses all over the place. You live very well.
All right.
There. This laugh. Take that picture in an ad. And say, here's Joe Biden laughing. Here's the houses. Here's, and how did they come about? Where'd the $15.6 million come from when you left office? You're $400,000 a year, but you still had multiple houses. This is the so-called moderator asking the president about taxes. Listen to the tone. Listen to this.
You just said you spoke to your accountant about potentially releasing your taxes. Did he tell you when you can release them? Do you have a deadline for when you're going to release them?
I get treated worse than the Tea Party got treated.
Do you hear the hectoring?
A lot of people in there.
Do you hear the hectoring of him? But when are you going to release them? But how will you release them? When do they come out? There was none of that to Joe Biden. There was not a single treatment of Joe Biden in that way. And Joe Biden is the guy right now who should be front and center, given the fact that his former business partner spoke about the fact that he knows Biden was involved in the Ukraine business. I will get to the moderator asking Biden about that. We'll get to the moderator asking Trump about his businesses. We'll do that in about 60 seconds. Right now, we'll check traffic with the right way traffic. Right back to the show. So in between them talking about the COVID scare tactics, in between this, you know, the beginning with this made up risky new phase, it's winter. That's what it is. In between the imbecilic lockdowns in the UK and the imbecilic decision to say you can't visit neighbors in their garden, they're really doing that there. They're so committed to pretending still this is Captain Trips. And anytime you hear someone trying to scare you away from family or friends, etc., just be an adult. Just recognize people who are at risk, right? And people who are not. Just let's focus on the data. So they got away from that. They get down now to talking about business. Now, listen to these. We'll get to the answers. But the issue to me is, once again, the national media trying to sway the election. If you're on the fence about voting for Trump, A, how, given what Joe Biden and his presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, I will do, how can you be on the fence? Okay, but if you are, do you truly want the elite liberal DC corridor media deciding for you your vote? Because this is what's happening with this national media. She was part and parcel this last night. And we'll prove the point. We'll go CNN, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, etc. She asks the president about his business.
President Trump, this is for you. Since you took office, you've never divested from your business. You've personally promoted your properties abroad. A report this week, which was referenced, does indicate that your company has a bank account in China. So how can voters know that you don't have any foreign conflicts of interest?
I have many bank accounts, and they're all listed, and they're all over the place. I mean, I was a businessman doing business.
Compare this. This is vital to understand. That woman, that so-called moderator, is quoting a New York Times response to the Hunter Biden story. The New York Times Levin calls them the slimes. I was just about to stole Levin's word. The New York Times put this story out saying Trump has a bank account in China from stolen tax records. Unverified analysis from the Times. A report, she says. She indicates that business people can't be president. The only way you can be president is to be a lifelong bureaucrat, lifelong politician. You haven't divested yourself of your business. I've never heard, and she didn't last night say, hey, Joe Biden, after you left office, you made $8 million a year. How are we to believe there's no corruption in that? You didn't divest yourself. That's not a question. It's an editorial statement. How do we know you're not? How do you know we know there's no corruption? In other words, President Trump proved a negative, which is impossible, just by the way. Here is the moderator asking Biden a similar question.
There have been questions about the work your son has done in China and for a Ukrainian energy company when you were vice president. In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical?
No, there's no questions about the work Hunter Biden did. The question is, was he collecting money for the big guy? That's at the heart of this. President Trump's kids do international business. What's at the heart of this is, did Hunter Biden go out selling access to the people's house, the White House? That's in question. It's not that he worked overseas. No one cares. Do you see the way she is smarter at dipping into the bias than Chris Wallace? It's almost subtle until you really listen. President had a great response describing Hunter Biden.
And his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich. They're like a vacuum cleaner. They're sucking
okay,
up money.
President
every
Trump,
place
thank you.
Goes.
We do need
see?
To move on. I
see?
Do want to ask you,
see?
Vice President Biden, about...
You hear the moderator won't even let him finish a sentence about the Hunter Biden corruption. So she did the CYA. Oh, I asked him about it. No, you didn't. You gave him an opportunity to say, oh, no, this has been reviewed. No one's ever found any problems. You see the subtlety?
And his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich. They're like a vacuum cleaner. They're sucking
okay,
up money
President
every
Trump,
place
thank
goes.
You. We do
it's
need
not
to
true.
Move on. I do want to ask you, Vice President Biden, about...
Do you see this? So last night, the president once again had to fight against two opponents. And he did a great job at that. Of course, the question came about Obamacare because in the eyes of the so-called moderator, the Supreme Court is just one thing. Well, probably. And you know what? To her defense, she didn't make it about abortion. To her defense, she didn't. That's refreshing. She made it all about Obamacare. And I guess there's some reason for that. I mean, once again, to be fair, Obamacare is going to be in front of the Supreme Court again. But it's just a couple things about this.
Over 20 million Americans get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. It's headed to the Supreme Court. And your administration, Mr. President, is advocating for the court to overturn it. If the Supreme Court does overturn that law, those 20 million Americans could lose their health insurance almost overnight. So what would you do if those people have their health insurance taken away? You have 2 minutes uninterrupted.
Sure. I wish that the president had one easy answer to this. We'll put him on Medicare. Because all Obamacare is a massive expansion of the Medicare-Medicaid scheme with an eye towards shutting down private insurance. But once again, this comes from a point of view of a media that is obsessed with Obamacare, national media, Maybe there's some people in the national media who aren't. I have not seen it. 13 million people had their plans stolen by Obamacare in its first 2 years. When it was passed, 6 million people immediately lost their insurance or had it stolen by Obamacare. This is never reported. There are people who are on Obamacare who never wanted to be, were forced into it by the law. Because, for instance, we had an insurance plan we loved. It was a catastrophic plan that was very affordable. And we are relatively healthy people. And it was stolen from us. Now, luckily, we got to have another plan. I went to a Christian healthcare sharing service, and we did that for a while. When we come back, one of the biggest pretenses that Joe Biden tossed out last night had to do with healthcare, had to do with all this, had to do with pretending that he's going to provide competition to the insurance companies. We'll continue to analyze the debate last night. We will get to some Seattle Spirit. We will crush some COVID lies. It's a huge show. Everybody give Alex thanks. This is such work to put together so much sound so early in the morning. But we want to make sure you have the best debate coverage. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show. Thank you, Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent. Welcome back to the Todd Herman Show. Text line is 800-465-8770. We will read your text about 8:30. I'm looking forward to getting your views on this. One of the things that happened last night that is an endless source of frustration to me. Because the national media is obsessed with socialism, because the national media is obsessed with Obamacare. And look, I try my very, very best. I honestly do to not generalize and say all media. And I am unaware of a single instance. Well, okay, Fox News, maybe. Although the way Fox TV is changing, maybe. Well, no, I mean, you have Sean and you have Tucker and you have Laura Ingraham there. So their opinion makers are not into socialism, obviously. But the obsession with the government taking over healthcare. First of all, that is an obsession with people who want the government to take over your lives. That's just an obsession with this. This goes to the lack of any cogent discussion in the country around what Medicaid and Medicare actually are, that Joe Biden gets to pretend that these government programs are sources of competition to the big insurance companies.
Pass Obamacare with a public option, or become Biden care. The public option is an option that says that if you, in fact, do not have the wherewithal to be, if you qualify for Medicaid and you do not have the wherewithal in your state to get Medicaid, you automatically are enrolled, providing competition for insurance companies. That's what's going to happen. Secondly, we're going to make sure we reduce.
Okay, let me stop it there. No, it doesn't provide competition. It never has to turn a profit. You had 10% of Medicaid's budget in fraud. 10% of the entire Medicaid budget is fraud. And it doesn't matter because they never need to turn a profit. They never need to be efficient. They never pay a penalty. You know, this ridiculously corrupt family from Kentucky that owns the company that was producing the OxyContin. So they're paying a huge settlement. They're you know, they will try to bankrupt this family, and maybe for good reason, because they push these pills out so aggressively. Do you know who the most aggressive supplier of OxyContin was? Medicaid. They pushed it. They helped push pain is the fifth vital sign. So you have this pharmaceutical company being punished, and rightly so. If you read the emails between this family about what they knew about this drug, it's horrendous. But you're telling me that the doctors and administrators within Medicaid didn't know that pain is not a fifth vital sign, and that encouraging people to doctors to hand these pills out wouldn't end in addiction? There's no punishment for Medicaid. They're above it. They are the body that punishes. I mean, they have their own judicial system. Like Medicaid does. It's remarkable. If there was a decent conversation about this from the national media, a decent representation of this, Joe Biden couldn't throw one-liners out like that. Well, it's going to provide competition. Alex, I can't find, and I want you to play, this piece from Jake Tapper. What you're going to hear from Tapper here, what you will hear from the former journalist Jake Tapper, is everything about the national media.
It did not work, although I'm sure it worked with the MAGA bubble, because they think that anybody that expresses affection for their son or empathy for someone they don't know is weak.
Think of this. That man said of people who support the President of the United States that we think expressing love for your children is weakness. The desperation in this. And what is he talking about? He's talking about Joe setting his kid up to take $183,000 a month for nothing from a foreign adversary. For nothing. Other than the ability to call the big guy, his dad. That's what Jake Tapper says is love. Jake Tapper, who pretends that if you support the president, you don't care for your own kid. Or you hide it. You must hide it. Here's how NPR spun this. Well, in fact, in their defense, they didn't even spin it. This is NPR's take on the Hunter Biden bit. Corruption. People asked the public editor, why haven't we seen any stories from NPR about the New York Post Biden story? Terrence Samuel, NPR's managing editor for news.
We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, and we don't want to waste the listener and reader's time on stories that are just pure distractions.
In a newsletter.
Quite frankly, that's where we ended up with this. It's a politically driven event, and we decided to treat it that way.
Tapper? Oh, this is just a dad caring for his kid. NPR? We're not covering it. We refuse. A government-funded entity will not cover government corruption. Medicaid provides competition to insurance companies. Do you see the mass of lies they're able to get away with because there's no decent discussion at the national level? If there was honesty on the national stage, if that existed, that debate last night would have had an entire segment about corruption. Go at it. You want to accuse the president of corruption? Go at it. 4 years, and the president made this point, 4 years, $48 million. They found nothing. The laptop for Joe Biden's or his kid, Hunter Biden, was in the FBI's possession for 2 years. Not a peep about it. Alex, I'm trying to find this sound clip from the gentleman, the former Biden business partner. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not finding it. Can you get that ready? I got it here. Wow. Okay. This is interesting. So we want to get to, I want to get to this Bobulinski thing. I see it. This Bobulinski thing. This man think of this. All of Russia, the entire Russia hoax was predicated upon unnamed sources, a dossier from a guy no longer allowed to work with the FBI. He was on an off list because he was corrupt. His subsource was labeled a national security risk to the United States of America. The FBI officials knew that they were lying to a FISA court. They lied purposely to what is actually the nation's most powerful court, the secret FISA court that John Roberts controls outright. One man controls that court. He names everybody who goes on it. They knew they were going to try to get General Flynn to lie. They knew they were going in for a setup. They knew they were sending in spies to go meet with these underlings in the Trump administration to try to get them to slip up. They tried 7 times to get Papadopoulos to say, yeah, we're working with the Russians or we want Russian help. This was 4 years of a media obsession, or 3.5. Now you have Hunter Biden's business partner with his phones and his emails. You have the people in the Ukraine saying, that's us in the email. We said these things. And it's disappeared. And Jake Tapper, this propagandist, this former journalist, says, this is just about loving your kid.
It did not work, although I'm sure it worked with the MAGA bubble, because they think that anybody that expresses affection for their son or empathy for someone they don't know is weak.
Yes, Jake, that's right. We just hate our kids. I mean, look, Green Day, I'm sure, never intended this song to be about the liberal media. Don't want to be an American idiot. But it is about people getting conned by the media. Don't want a nation under the new media. Todd Herman Show will continue after you check it out. Here's how bad things are at the national media level. They actually interviewed Jay Inslee as if he's someone to talk to about the COVID. The so-called governor of Washington State, which if you listen outside of Washington State, it's still a lockdown state. Yesterday, the biggest district in Idaho, Panhandle District, did away with their mask diktat, completely gone. This as the panic alarmists in the Seattle Media 5 are trying to scare people in Idaho by saying, the cases are way, way, way up. Here's what it comes down to in one way. This is Joe Biden, who will be, he'll be more than willing to shut the country down again because his voters aren't affected. Joe Biden's voters work from home, large part, right? His activists, the energy of the Democrat base, information workers work from home. The shutdown has enhanced their stock portfolio, means they don't have to ride their scooters, their bicycles, or their choo-choo trains to the office anymore. Stay home and type away. I guess I'm working from home, then I'm a Trump voter. It's an obvious comparison. So Biden says, shut it down again.
You haven't ruled out more shutdowns.
I'm not shutting down the name, but there are, look, you need standards. The standard is if you have a reproduction rate in a community that's above a certain level, everybody says, slow up. More social distancing. No,
that's not what everybody says, Joe. And you need a standard? How about deaths? How about people actually dying? Everybody says slow down. No, they don't, Joe. And that gets across in the national media because they've played the game that, oh, the Barrington Declaration, oh, those are lunatics. Those are fringe. The Seattle Times called them maverick scientists. And I fully contend it will come out one day that the Seattle Times is paid for their COVID coverage. Frank Blethyn, the publisher of the Seattle Times, has said, yeah, we take money through an intermediary to cover news on certain topics, but rest assured it doesn't affect the tone of our coverage. No, not the least. Who are some of those groups? Oh, the Gates Foundation, etc. Knight Foundation. President Trump, on the other hand, spoke truth and common sense, backed by 100 years of study about how you handle and don't handle viruses. You do not lock down a society for a respiratory virus that is affecting just the older and people who are sick.
Every meeting I had, and I'd meet a lot of families, including Gold Star families and military families. Every meeting I had, and I had to meet them. I had to. It would be horrible to have canceled everything. I said, you know, this is dangerous. And you catch it. And, you know, I caught it. I learned a lot. Great doctors, great hospitals. And now I recovered. 99.9 of young people recover. 99% of people recover. We have to recover. We can't close up our nation. We have to open our school, and we can't close up our nation, or you're not going to have a nation.
You're not going to have one. And floated out there are shutdowns for global warming. Multiple editorials from the left are saying we may need to do lockdowns to prevent global warming. Floated out there. It's not even floated. The Great Reset from the International Monetary Fund is to happen in January. A jobs reset, by the way, is on the way. This is what now they're talking about at level of the global economic elites. IMF and others. Now we need a global job reset. At the end of the Great Reset paper, so we must reset the entire economy. We must reset the entire globe's economy. The author admits, and yet, this pandemic has a survivability rate of 99.83%. People who pull off enormous swindles get a kick out of slipping in there. Oh, by the way, I'm going to steal from you. Election right in front of you. Joe Biden, shutdowns now, shutdowns always, shutdowns forever. President Trump speaks reality. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show with some actual Seattle spirits and more just around the corner.